Good morning. This is the Bridge Project podcast, and we are going to talk about artificial intelligence and its impact on law and technology in general. So AI impact on our lives is inevitable. But the question is, how are we going to regulate it? Since the technology is so rapidly growing, it is so quickly developing, the government and the lawmaking bodies are always going to lag behind. And they will, at certain points of time, take such drastic steps that would shock the entire market or the entire system in which people are functioning. For instance, RBI, which is essentially the government of India, banned the entire cryptocurrency rather than regulating it. This ban was made in 2018, and the Supreme Court of India 1 month back invalidated this ban. The point is that there's always going to be some information asymmetry between lawmakers and the scientists. The lawmakers who do not even know how internet functions, to be honest. Because we have seen the Senate hearing of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, that the Congress has very bad, we might say, ability to understand the internet, or they haven't read much into that. Similarly, artificial intelligence use in law enforcement is also in use. It is also in news. Recently, Indian government used facial recognition in a Delhi political event, which triggered privacy activists, saying that the police do not have powers to infringe upon people's right, and this is not in the law, and this is against the fundamental right to privacy, and so on and so forth. San Francisco, it is noteworthy to point that San Francisco had banned facial recognition for, one, it is inaccurate, two, it was biased against race and agenda, basically the blacks and women. Now, there are several concerns around artificial intelligence. Since this is an introductory session, we are going to deal with two of them. One, AI has access to copious amount of data, which we think are only giving to a machine. But since AI makes a machine human-like, we are not really giving it to a machine. And this data can be misused into number of uses, which we have not given the data for. For example, some facial recognition data is given for government regulation, but one of the possible misuse is deepfake. Now, deepfake is a dystopian AI technology to let people make fake videos, attributing one speech to another, so that you might even believe that former US President Obama supports terrorists after listening a deepfake speech. And believe me, that it is so true, it is so real, lifelike video, that you cannot actually distinguish between what is fake and what is real. That is really a tough scenario to imagine. Now, two, AI can be soon deployed as a decision-making body where human interference is not needed. That is, artificial intelligence would be relied for its intelligence. That is, the discretion would be given to AI that whom to fire in a job scenario, or which drone to shoot when much of the war would become automated, or which soldier to kill. And it is to be noted that their decision-making power or their decision-exercising ability decision-making ability cannot be questioned in the court of law. They cannot be brought to court and asked that why have you given this decision. Even if they are brought to the court, there are no real consequences of it. Because unlike humans, punishment won't deter them. Also, one more problem with AI is that AI learns through information feed into its system through a process called machine learning. So it is not a perfect machine which would not have any biases, which would not have any prejudices, but it would has its own set of thoughts and beliefs depending on the information, the kind of information fed into the system. For instance, San Francisco banned facial recognition because it was biased against blacks and women. Now, this is due to the information fed upon the AI. So AI is a machine, but it is not a machine. That is such a dubious position that is really going to be a very fundamental questions in the coming years of technology. That is it for now. We'll discuss more about this and its impact on law and how is it being analyzed in other jurisdictions and other questions basically. Keep looking at the stuff or follow Ash Srivastav on LinkedIn for the same. I regularly post updates there and will soon bring more content to this. Thank you. Keep reading.